Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials have indicated North Korea could soon release three detained Americans. President Trump hinted an immense release, an imminent release, in a tweet this week. Three Korean Americans currently imprisoned in North Korea. They were separately detained in 2017, accused of participating in state anti-state activities and trying to overthrow the government. China's foreign minister has congratulated North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on his moves to reduce tensions with South Korea. That story now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Relations between China and North Korea have undergone a vast outward improvement following Kim's recent visit to Beijing. Kim's March trip was his first to his country's only major ally since taking power 6 years ago, kicking off a flurry of diplomacy. China is North Korea's biggest trading partner and has joined United Nations sanctions against the North that have cut trade between them by about 90%. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. promising to hold China to account for use of lasers near a U.S. military base in the eastern African country of Djibouti. Dana White is a spokesperson for the U.S. military.
They are very serious incidents. There have been two minor injuries. This activity poses a true threat to our airmen.
China did not immediately respond to the accusation that it had shined lasers at U.S. pilots. There has been a lot of debate surrounding Zimbabwe's coming election. Analysts say the conversation is distracting from the real election issue, that's the failing economy. Zimbabwe's president is courting both China and other countries as well, saying that Zimbabwe, after decades of pariah status, is open for business. This is VOA News.